Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, August 14th, day before the fair, 227th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is the Executive Director of the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau, Tony Smithers.
Hello, Brian.
Or Smithers.
Smithers.
Yes, if you feel like being weird.
Yep.
Usually do, yes.
Yeah. So we'll talk a little bit about some of the different exposure, marketing, the byproducts, benefits thereof, and also a little bit about the fair. I just forgot something I was supposed to do today about the fair. Okay. About the fair, starting tomorrow. We'll kick it around when we come back.
I'm Mark Viette with today's garden tip about not being a prunomaniac. The conscientious gardener needs to know that each kind of plant has its own best time to be pruned. Avoid shearing flowering plants into shapes which really look unnatural. Thin flowering shrubs with a hand pruner. I'm Mark Viette with today's garden tip.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning to hear Mark Viette and his wealth of gardening knowledge. 5 to 7 a.m. Sundays on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times 313. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Alfred North Whitehead. Quote, "Ideas won't keep. Something must be done about them."
Ain't that the sad and sorry truth?
Yeah. That, for me, goes right under the heading of time management.
Hmm.
Figure out some way to make that thing happen in a timely fashion. County Fair.
Starting tomorrow.
What does it mean?
From our perspective, it's all about the fact that we have horse racing. That is, to my understanding, what actually makes our fair different from a totally, purely county, local event of interest to something that actually does draw people in. Not just the racers and the owners and the jockeys and all those people involved, but visitors come to Humboldt just to watch the races.
They probably wager a little bit too.
Well, yes, when I say that, yeah, I mean wagering too, yeah.
Participatory, yeah.
Yeah, they come for the races.
Is there, this is going to sound really basic, is there a county fair in every county?
There is not.
So it could be almost unique just because it exists also.
Well, I think the other distinction is I believe ours is the oldest continuous county fair of all of the counties in California.
When you look at the state fair in Sacramento or any other state's fair and look at the county fair in Humboldt, are there comparative points that you can reference one to the other?
We use those so differently. I mean, the local fair, a destination draw, come with the horse racing. The state fair, we actually are heavily engaged in that. We, on behalf of the county, produce the Humboldt County exhibit every year. But we do that not to, get a blue ribbon or the other reasons why people participate in fairs. We do that because we want to reach the Sacramento area resident who can learn about Humboldt County and decide to come visit us. We use it purely as a marketing opportunity.
A magnet, so to speak?
Yes, indeed.
Is there representation at the county fair? Do you have a booth at the county fair?
No, the Bureau does not. No, because remember, our division of responsibility is that we work to bring people into the county. And then it's up to the chambers of commerce and local businesses to fight over their share of that visitor.
So job is done by the time they arrive.
By the time they arrive, yeah, we can go on to the next one.
Is there a lot of marketing that you do to help the county fair, or are they pretty much self-funding for their marketing outreach?
We involve it in our media program and on our event listings and on the website and that kind of issue. Possibly more could be done. It all depends on how interesting is it to the non-horse racing general traveler.
That's the thing that I've always thought would be curious, and I don't know what the response is. I know Stu and his team probably have figured this thing out a long, long time ago, and I haven't. But the art, the gardening, the animal auctions, I mean, those are things that really, to me, define. I guess cotton candy would be in there somewhere.
And various fried objects.
Yeah. Some formally recognizable. That define a county fair. Horse racing then is above and beyond.
Right. And the thing is, when we're talking about using it to draw people to the county, you know, in addition to the horse racing, the things you just mentioned are those which everyone has.
But nobody has really made it a significant competitive situation. So why not look at artwork, say? I mean, you know better than most how prolific the artists are in our area and how ubiquitous it seems that they are. So why not, in conjunction with the county fair, have a big monster art competition? Throw some serious money down. $10,000 first prize. $15,000 first prize.
Offered by Eureka Broadcasting?
Well, because if it did become a regional draw, okay, this is kind of, it's getting close to the edge of prime time. Would that be enough to pencil things out and to make it happen, and could it be a benefit? Either a chamber of commerce linking together, or the Visitors Bureau, or your new group that you're working with.
The Lodging Alliance, yes.
Something that would really make it a wow, and you could get that next tier, and then people arriving, okay, we got them for the horse races, but we would also have them for whatever else,
right? Well,
the competition might be.
It's a sound strategy that's been talked about. Now, as far as specifically for the county fair, it's really a non-starter because it is, in fact, in the middle of our prime season. And in fact, you know, the bylaws of my organization and of the regulations, or, you know, the policy of the Lodging Alliance is to spend our resources to build off-season business. So
even though it's the end of the summer and a lot of the schools are back in session next week,
our hotels are still
too close.
Our hotels are still in the 90% plus occupancy, and we just don't need to market this period of the year.
So after Labor Day,
basically, yeah.
Okay.
So, but the idea, as I said, the strategy of building on existing events with, you know, new elements of them and leveraging that is a very sound one, and that's something we're looking at.
KINS, News and Information Times 319. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
There's a brand new show on KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Country Gold with Randy Owen, Sunday evenings from 8 till midnight. It's a four-hour intensive music show hosted by the lead vocalist of the group Alabama. Country Gold will feature 13 songs per hour and highlighted music from the 70s to the mid-90s. Be sure to listen to KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Sunday evening from 8 till midnight. Country Gold with Randy Owen.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Tony, some of the different types of marketing, obviously they have different goals, standards, response levels, all that kind of stuff. How do you define local marketing? Is there a function for the Visitors Bureau to do local marketing, whether it's traditional or the untraditional definition of local marketing?
Well, if by local you mean within the county.
Within the county, almost, I guess, internal marketing.
Right.
Rather than local marketing might be better.
Well, it's something we've pondered and developed some programs, because we see a role for the Bureau, not necessarily to directly target people who are in the county, but we like to provide support to chambers of commerce, hotel front desks, what have you, to help them do their job, which is to direct people to all the things they need to see and do. And you know, it goes back to that old cliche, won't you stay another day? So as a result, we publish
That's better than the old phrase.
Which is?
Please stay another day.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So one of the very most popular things we publish is a simple one-color map, an 8.5x14 map, 25 best things to do in Humboldt County. It comes padded in pads of 50. And we pass them out like hotcakes, because it's a great, quick and dirty, here's what to see and do. It's not wasting a lot of paper. People can write on it. You know, that's really popular as one of the things we, you know, in county marketing, you can call it that.
How much more valuable is that over some of the other regional, national, international marketing that's done. You know, well, I was teeing you up for something.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's okay. of course, it's a difficult thing to measure, but the way we look at it is, you know, ROI, return on investment, is always a thing you have to consider with your marketing. So when we look at our outside the county outreach, whether it's what we call our fulfillment program, where, you know, we place ads and generate inquiries and send them in materials, that kind of thing, or whether it's the cost of getting someone to visit our website versus the cost of, you know, like of having someone in the county get that map and decide to stay longer and do something else, that costs about a penny. You know, versus the Google AdWord click I pay for could be, you know, 23 cents, and the sunset ad and fulfillment can be $2 to $3. So there's all these different levels of return on investment that we have to compare.
So I would think that there would be a temptation then, mm-hmm. print more and more of these maps, get them into more and more of the lodging establishments or the restaurants or the retail outlets, and kind of go as a partner rather than as a support for the local chambers who may or may not have that information readily available.
Well, that's certainly a way of going, because a lot of the chambers are always struggling to get their annual materials published. And
well, they're so small.
They are. And it's one thing, you know, to have the, say, the Eureka Visitor Guide. But if you look at it, you'll see that it includes attractions from throughout the county, as does Fortuna Arcata. They're smart marketers. They realize that they need to own other destinations within the county to get business for their memberships.
And because you're not that beholden to that mm-hmm. small, tight-knit group, you can go to the, I would presume, the national parks, the state parks, anywhere where tourists are known to have gathered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bars, restaurants, and have something like that that, you know, boy, if you even had just a 2% return or hook for an extra night, you're looking like a champ.
Yeah, well, that we every year since we started it, we have increased the print run of that map, and
because of that purpose,
that very purpose and that very demand which is out there.
Do you get more pressure to do more of that than to do some of the whiz bang oh wows out of the area?
No,
because of the tangibility of it.
No, the pressure is all on keeping ahead of technology. And it's all on really getting the word out in our key market area of Northern California.
That's from your supporters?
From our supporters.
And your membership, not from inside the building.
Correct. and I was going to say that, and thirdly, it's all about demonstrating that we have a solid effect on overnight stays, that we're actually generating bookings for the hotels who are footing the bill for all of this.
I would think that these maps would probably be the simplest, easiest way to show that. Because if somebody gives a map and the guy or gal is expecting one night and they come back and ask if they can spend another day,
mm-hmm.
that's almost a one-to-one ratio there.
I remember a hotelier several years ago explaining a little technique, which he did. And since he's left the county now, I can share this, which is basically to have a little piece of information, and it could be this map quite easily, or something about a local event, bundled with a little offer of a substantial discount for a subsequent night stay, and slip that under the door of your guests. And he said the response on that was amazing. It was really worth doing.
Okay, it's out. Let's see who's listening. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
There's never been a clear winner in the so-called battle of the sexes, but in the battle for bacteria-free hands, one half of the population is germier than the other. So whose hands are cleaner, men or women? Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and here's to your health. The research has tested 51 college students using a new detailed system for detecting bacterial DNA. But remember, most of the bacteria in our bodies is either harmless or beneficial.
Dr. Hoffman answers some of your health questions on Health Talk, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11, on KWSW 980 AM.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers out of the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Tony, regional marketing and national marketing, do you throw the same standard of expectation for each on an ROI basis, dollars spent versus dollar return?
I don't think you can, because you have to look at those customers differently. It's the old concept. I'm sure you think of it in your business, of lifetime customer value. The international visitor, if we're lucky, will come here once during their life. The East Coast resident, probably about the same, once or twice maybe. The San Francisco Bay Area person, we can get our hooks into them and try and make our destination a regular part of their family vacation plans. So it seems to be worth more effort and resources to get that Northern California visitor up here than the others.
So considering the fact you don't have $100 million to do advertising with,
mm-hmm.
why bother with the international?
Well, it's an idea of having a good mix of business. That's a healthy business approach, for one thing. The international visitor is a good visitor because they do stay longer and spend a lot more in the destination than a domestic. The other the other answer to that question is we don't put a hell of a lot of resources into that international visitor. We don't approach that market individually. We work with a regional partnership of counties, because we know that they're not going to come just see Humboldt County. They want to see a big piece of California, if not of the West, in their 2 to 3 week visit, say if they're from Germany. So it absolutely makes sense that we partner with those other destinations who are going to be part of the same trip or experience.
The Japanese tourist used to be a huge amount. I know in Alaska, in Washington, obviously in Hawaii also. Has that ever translated to much in our region?
No, it really hasn't. And we've looked at wondering why that is. A lot of it is the structure of the travel distribution chain, in that we didn't have a presence in the tour operators and the travel agents and the companies that promote and sell the product to Japanese travelers. Remember, in most foreign countries, travel is bought a lot differently than it is in the U.S. Most U.S. business is self-booked, whereas in other countries, everyone goes, like in Germany, almost everyone goes through a tour operator. And there's advantages for them doing that, not, you know, beyond the fact that, you know, it's a country they don't know anything about. But German law requires that the tour operators guarantee and back up the product that they sell, no matter what happens or where the fault is. So there's a lot of confidence that the German consumer has when they buy through a tour operator.
That must be a little interesting dynamic.
Yes.
If something's wrong, it falls back on the bus driver.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, when tour operator, we mean, you know, the company that sort of wholesales the packages,
right,
and the trips.
But they still got their guys out there on the ground.
They're usually contracting with local people.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. I hadn't realized that. That's the same now, even with the European economies as challenged as they are.
Yes. Well, interestingly enough, even though the economies are challenged, it really hasn't put too much of a kibosh on their international travel. The numbers are interesting in that, the German travel market does not have the largest number of people who travel overseas, you know, compared to a country like China or even Brazil. Far fewer Germans are traveling, but Germans have the most disposable income for travel. So that is a very valuable market.
So they're worth more.
They're worth more, yeah.
Is the same paradigm or matrix, can you apply that to various cities on the West Coast? Is a San Francisco resident worth more than a Santa Rosa? Or a Santa Rosa more than a Portland or a Redding or Medford or Sacramento? Can you get that granular with this?
Well, we don't. Yes, the answer, short answer, yes. And we do slice and dice in various some of our marketing programs. For instance, when we purchase clicks through Google AdWords, we are able to exclude a lot of cities that we don't need the. Well, we want clicks from everywhere, but we can only afford to buy so many clicks. So by preference, we want to buy them from places that are close by. So we've excluded all the other cities, and we spend our daily budget pretty well just with the local places.
So more geographic than psychographic at this point.
Exactly. So back east, if you input a keyword, say Redwood Forest, will show up in the organic search result quite well.
That means the non-shaded box.
Right. But our ad will not show up.
Does it hurt you much?
Well, as I say, we spend all AdWords money that we can afford to.
Do you know what the ratio is of those who then select without prompting?
Well, I can make the comparison in the close by cities where we have both the AdWord and the organic search result, and it seems to be about 4 or 5 to 1 organic versus the ad.
Yeah, I'll stay away from the ad because I figure it's hustle time.
Right.
The other one, at least, you know, if it's an issue, it's my issue. not following somebody else down the trail. KINS, News and Information Times, 3:42. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
Water always wins. That's why there's a Grand Canyon. I'm Glenn Higgy, America's master handyman. Keeping water away from your home's foundation is one of the most important things you can do. If your home is on a crawl space, you need to know what is going on under your feet. Your home's structural integrity and your family's health may depend on it.
Listen to Glenn Higgy Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:46. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. So, Tony, all the efforts, the local, the regional, the national, the international, social media, PR outreach, all that kind of stuff, how do you know when it pays results?
Well, the last thing you mentioned was PR and media. The results on something like placing a story in a major magazine or newspaper or on a TV show are usually pretty obvious and pretty immediate. I'm given the example from when Schulhauser, California Gold, did a segment on Ferndale a year or two ago. Well, PBS replays that segment on a regular basis. And the Ferndale hotels and chamber tell me every time they play that segment, the phone rings and they get business. So something like that is just clear, obvious, perennial.
So why doesn't Ferndale Chamber pay to have that played?
Well,
as an infomercial,
it's for their resources. That's pretty expensive.
Okay,
you know, and that's something we'll be looking at now that we've hopefully have some more resources with the Lodging Alliance.
So that is part of a PR plan.
It is indeed,
or at least a choice to make a determination,
right, or maybe something as simple as sponsorship of other programming that's out there. So there's a couple of shows I've got my eye on, like Open Road TV. See if we can be a sponsor.
What about Food Network with Fieri? He's got the place in Santa Rosa. He's here. Why not buy his show?
That's on the list, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How much does something like that go for?
I don't know, actually. We're working with an agency. We hope to find that out. But
oh, you just can't call up? Boy, who is it? The syndicator?
Well, I think as an end user, that's a mistake. I'll never get the price that an agency or someone with some connections could get. So my experience tells me that.
We want to support our hometown boy.
Yeah. So, but the other great metric, I guess you'd call it, is when we get that media placement in something that is really close in. So something like Sunset Magazine, San Francisco Chronicle, key market area, prime market area. Whenever we score something in one of those publications, we feel that we've really hit a big one. And the way we calculate it, frankly, is the standard in the industry, which is what would it cost if you had to pay for an ad that was the same size in the same publication. So as an example, the August issue of Sunset Magazine had two pages on Eureka, with a lot of businesses called out for. My colleague Richard Stinger worked extensively with Sunset Magazine on this, so we definitely can take some credit for this. In fact, all the things they covered were ideas which Richard gave to them. Two pages in Sunset Magazine is actually worth a couple $100,000.
That's how much they get for that?
Yeah, they get a lot of money for their advertising.
Boy, that might be enough to persuade somebody to go into the magazine business.
It would indeed. And then a couple weekends ago, we had a great cover in the travel section of the San Francisco Chronicle about pet travel. And the above-the-fold big photo we got was of a friend of Richard's took this picture. That's his dog hiking in Sequoia Park. And that's something that we like a lot to see, because every time we do sort of what they call a roundup story or a regional story that might include more than Humboldt County, it seems that inevitably the major image that comes out is redwoods. That the editors all decide that redwoods are the thing that really stand out, and they want to picture that in the story. So we do pretty well in that respect.
Cool. Thanks for coming by.
Pleasure.
We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.